You're listening to the Ben Uyama podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive. I'm also married, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
What is good, brother? If you look at Gen Z, objectively, absolutely effed, screwed, completely brainwashed by porn, media, and it seems hopeless. And if you're watching this video, I want to give you five evident reasons as to why Gen Z is screwed and brainwashed by porn in particular. But I also want to give you hope, inspiration, and actual action steps that you can take to detox porn, eliminate from your life, and also to save this culture that we're in, okay? First reason, porn is brainwashing Gen Z, this generation, is because porn leaves you with the conclusion that porn equals sex. Porn equals intimacy. I will make the fervent statement right here, right now, that porn is actually the opposite of sex. The opposite. It's confusing because we tend to conflate two things, and we say that because of the content and nature of porn, we therefore conclude in the brain level, in the dopamine level, that porn equals sexual satisfaction. Where in fact, the end result of a porn binge-watching session, view, masturbating, is what? The end result is isolation, being alone, not children, not procreation. However, the end result of an intimate relationship, as is designed by God, the end result is a reciprocal relationship of trust and love and mutual respect, where you give to each other, and as a result, children are born, procreation happens, and the end result is connectivity. Porn side, the end result is isolation. On the genuine sexual relationship, the end result is connection. Two opposing forces. So I will make the argument, and many have, that porn is actually, if you look at it from a long-term perspective, the end result is isolation, is the opposite of sexuality. And we have been tricked into believing that the reason number two that porn has brainwashed you and this generation, Gen Z in particular, is that we've been led to believe that porn is the reason that we have porn dependencies and porn use and addictions is because of a sex drive issue. First of all, if porn equals sex, then the reason I have a porn addiction, it must be reasonably concluded that I have a high sex drive. It's a sex drive issue. We know this not to be true. As a matter of fact, people who are in healthy relationships and having sexual relations do struggle with crippling porn addiction. How many married men in this world who are happily married in sexual intimate relationships struggle with crippling addiction? I was one of them. Guys, go watch my other video on this very topic. I know from my personal, professional, consulting career and experience that when people are in sexual relationships, they do not stop the porn. So it is evidence that it's not primarily a sex drive thing. Sex drive does play a part into it, but it is a fallacy to conclude that sex drive is the biggest contributing factor that equates to a porn addiction. Not. And what happens, the problem with labeling sex drive as the main issue is that you don't know how to address the root issue, which is why you keep being led in to confusing conclusions, because you think, and people are led to believing that because I have such a high sex drive, that is why I can't break free from porn, where in fact it is a complete fallacy and not true, all right? And I talk endlessly on this channel about what the root reason is, so be sure to watch those videos. The third evident reason as to why we've been brainwashed and how we've been brainwashed is that we've been told to think that porn is a reasonable outlet to deal with difficult emotions in life. From a very young age, usually teenagehood or earlier, we're led to believe that because I'm stressed, because I'm lonely, because I'm bored, these difficult emotions are bad and should be squashed and numbed to the point where we just try to stop feeling those emotions. And we go to porn. You go to porn to soothe yourself. And you've been trained to believe that it makes you feel better, it makes your stress go away, it makes your loneliness and your boredom go away. And therefore, that is a good thing. It is not a good thing. Here's why. Maybe in a temporary short-term gratification perspective, it helps soothe it immediately, but so does every drug on the planet. Cocaine, heroin, nicotine, smoking, alcohol, whatever you want, guys, they all have the same effect. It can take you from stress out of your mind to instant relaxation. That is exactly what a drug does. And if you do that over an extended period of time, let's say years or decades even, guess what happens? You do not know how to deal with emotions. You do not know how to utilize your stress or boredom or loneliness to your advantage. But instead, you label it subconsciously as, oh, boredom is bad. Therefore, I'm going to numb boredom and busy myself, play video games late into the night so that I can distract myself enough just to not watch porn. Or stress is bad, loneliness is bad, and I don't want to feel that. Therefore, I'm going to distract my mind from loneliness and stress and just watch more porn and more social media so that I don't feel those emotions. Guys, it is shocking to me how few people ask this question. Why are we instilled the feelings of stress and boredom and loneliness? Why do those emotions fundamentally at the human level exist throughout all of history? If you can answer that question, you can start to address them at the root issue and utilize those emotions to your advantage instead of trying to squash them. The fourth evident reason that is pointing to the reality that this generation, Gen Z, is being brainwashed by porn is that we believe that porn is healthy. How many times have you heard this, guys? How many times have you believed this yourself? It is subtle, but it's insidious and it's constant and it's prevalent in every aspect of the online culture, in our current narrative, especially in the West. If you go and ask any stranger on the street, ask them, go ahead, is watching porn and masturbating healthy or unhealthy behavior? Most people will say, because I've asked them, oh, it's normal. That's normal. That's fine. That's healthy. That is acceptable behavior. Interesting. How is it that the science that has been done on the effects of porn and masturbation is not widely accepted by the public? Interesting. Why is that? There are many reasons. One reason is that the people that are doing these studies, the people that are trying to actually figure out if porn and masturbation is healthy or not, they have very little personal incentive to actually understand if it's healthy or unhealthy. Number one, because they probably, statistically speaking, do struggle with porn and masturbation themselves, because most people do. And number two, the people doing these studies are usually the porn sites. Guys. And there's this clear cultural narrative going on right now that you should explore your sexuality and porn is healthy and you should explore it with your partner and it's perfectly human behavior. This is a cultural trend that's going on right now. If you have half a brain, guys, and you ask yourself, is watching supernormal sexual content online and masturbating by myself to that content, which is what most people are doing, is that healthy or unhealthy? Think about it logically for just a second. Not what people say is healthy and unhealthy. Not what the TED Talks are telling you is what healthy or unhealthy. Not what the Google searches say, guys. But ask your conscience for just a second. Does that sound like behavior that you want in your life? Does that sound like the man that you want to be, the husband that you want to be? Is that anytime you have a hint of sexual desire, you will not seek the company of a woman, the intimacy of a wife, but instead you will go, oh, you know what? It's healthy. I'm just going to masturbate and watch porn. Done. What would happen to our generation in just 20 years, 50 years, 100 years from now? We will see an immense collapse of masculinity, an immense collapse of family values, of people cherishing their wives and having children. We will see a collapse in sexual morality. That is what is going to happen. And the current belief that porn and these big tech companies have delusioned us into thinking is that is perfectly healthy and normal and acceptable behavior. That is a very, very opposing force that what you and I believe. Interesting. We have to ask these questions and question the answers. Number five belief that you've been lied to about porn is that porn is unavoidable. It's everywhere. You can't live in a world without porn. You can't live in a world without sexualized contents and having a completely sexualized brain. The reason you feel that, guys, and I'm saying this as a man that has dealt with this myself, has detoxed and desexualized my own brain, and has helped hundreds of men do the same, guys, I will tell you confidently, the reason that you think it's not possible to desexualize your brain is because you haven't talked with other men that have done it. You haven't seen the effects on people, because we don't talk about this stuff often. How many times do you actually talk with a man that has quit porn successfully? Do they exist? Yes. Do you talk to them? Probably not. Do they speak openly about their victories and success and how hard it was, but the road that we're on, and after they found themselves outside of the jungle of despair, they looked back and they were like, I'm going to talk openly about my experience and help other men. They don't do that. So you are not previed like I am to seeing the success of people and how people desexualize their brain. And it is not as hard as people think. That's what she said. It is not as complicated as people think. You just have to focus and you have to make a bloody decision. And you know the decision I'm talking about. I'll give you the action steps in just a second. The decisions you make now will dictate the rest of your life. Because one chain link effect will lead to another. One session of watching porn will lead to another. One addiction will lead to another. As is the nature of addiction, everyone that is knee deep in addiction to porn, alcohol, drugs, etc. Do you think 10 years, 20 years down the road, they intended to be where they are? Do you think that they intended to be going to prison because of their porn addiction? I've talked to men like that. No, they didn't. Do you think people that are requiring a pack of cigarettes a day intended from when they were a teenager, the first smoke they puffed, that they were intending to be addicted? No, they weren't. The nature of addiction is that one leads to another, leads to another, and before you know it, you are getting deeper and deeper and deeper enslaved to the addiction. Now, I'm going to give you the hopeful part, okay, guys? Now, I'm going to give you the real talk. Now, I'm going to give you the actual life-changing actions you can take that if you take to heart what I'm about to say, I've got nothing to sell you here, guys. There is no magical course that I'm going to pay you. You're going to spend thousands of dollars to get this information. This is my life work. My career is based around helping people do this. And I'm going to tell you. So please have the confidence that what I'm about to say to you will change your life if you take action. All right? The first thing you need to do is detox all sexual media. Everything. And I know what goes through your head. I've been through this process with so many men, guys. I've been through this process myself. Oh, I can't give up YouTube. I can't give up Instagram or TikTok. It's part of my unwinding, my relaxation. It's educational. I use YouTube for education. Yeah. Show me exactly your history and point to me which videos you've watched is educational. I will guarantee you that the vast majority of the content you consume online is not educational. It's mindless. And that's not your fault. Whose fault is that? Actually, it's all of our fault, because we create the algorithm, and YouTube and Instagram and TikTok's only objective, guys, is to get you addicted to their platform. That's their number one metric of success. Number one. That's all they care about. That is what they care about. And you have to ask yourself, if that is a company, if that is a big tech organization that you want to be associated with in your life, it's not for me. So if it's not, you have to detox all this stuff. All of it. None of it. Make hard rules in your life. For example, you're only going to watch videos from subscription feed, from channels that you're subscribed to. For example, you're only going to use one media platform, period. For example, you're not going to do any doom scrolling. You're not going to go to the For You page for anything, and you're not going to view anything. Hard rules in your life, guys. I recommend doing an absolute total detox for 1 week. Just do it for 1 week. Say no to everything. Block everything if you can, if you need to, with an app. And then by the end of that process, you will feel so good. You'll be so productive. You'll be so fulfilled and happy that you will want to continue to do it. I have been doing this personally in my life for a long time now. And I've never looked back because I feel happier, more productive than I ever have in my entire life. I know it's a process to get off this stuff. But you have to treat your porn use the same as you treat your social media use. Until you can see how clearly the linkage is between your social media use and the sexual stuff that you're eventually led to watching porn. You know what I'm talking about. It's everywhere. It's unavoidable online. So when I say it is avoidable, I mean that for the people that do detox off the social media, they are the ones that are successful because they are able to bypass and avoid the sexual content altogether. And that's what you need to do. Number two thing, guys, you need to focus on is to find your woman. Find the woman that is for you. When you have the excess amount of brain power, headspace, mental real estate, energy, sex drive, after you've eliminated porn, masturbation from your life, you will naturally want to find an intimate relationship with a woman long term. And that drive God gave you to use that dopamine desire for intimacy to fuel you to find your eternal woman, to have children, That is what your sex drive is meant for. And don't believe these lies that have been told to you, to brainwash you, that porn is sexuality. Porn is intimacy. You need porn. It's unavoidable. It will make you feel better, and it will help your emotional state. Absolute lies all around, my friend. And you don't need it. It's time to detox all this stuff and get your time and your attention back. It's time to get off of it. And so the hope I'm giving you, to you guys, is I want you to know that of the hundreds of men that I work with, almost every day I'm talking with men who are addicted to porn. I can tell you confidently that there is a way out of the jungle. There is a way to detox this thing, to get your mind to a healthy place, to an undamaged place where you can finally focus on what matters to you and that you know deep down God instilled in you to be. You can do this. You can do it. You can. You just haven't seen it yet because you are trapped in this world where all you see is sexual content all over and you think, how is it possible that this is unavoidable? It's because that's what you're spending your time on, my friend. You're spending time. You're like a recovering alcoholic that is going to the bars just to drink water, just to socialize. I'm not going to drink. I'm just going to socialize. Get off all the platforms that are remotely triggery and sexual, and you will never look back. That is how you do it. It only takes 1 month to detox your brain off this sexual stuff. I've made plenty of videos in the recent weeks about this. You are loved more than you know. And I'll see you in the next video.
Hey, just wanted to let you know I'm making my 30-day program free for everyone that wants to quit porn and masturbation and have sexual integrity. Check it out at benuyama.com. It's totally free for you guys. You get videos every day. You get content just like this, but a more in-depth step-by-step process on quitting porn. So check it out. If you want to get serious about this stuff, go to benuyama.com. It's totally free for you guys. All right, see ya.